This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Imagine you wake up in Nicosia Saturday morning. You take a quick look at the headlines and you realize you're about to have 3, 6, maybe 10% less money in the bank. That's pretty much what happened to 70-year-old Andreas Moiseos. He's a pensioner now, used to be an electrician. And when we got him on a slightly scratchy phone line this morning from Nicosia, he was still hopping mad.
My first reaction was anger. I don't think this action is correct. It will not correct the economy. It will create more problems. And I think it's a robbery, this kind of action.
Yeah. How much is it going to cost you? How much money are they going to take from you?
I think about between 3,000 and 4,000 euros.
Ooh, that's a lot of money.
Yes.
So are you going to line up whenever the banks open on Thursday or Friday? Are you going to line up and take the rest of your money out of the bank?
I cannot. Where would I take it to?
You could put it under your mattress.
Under the mattress. I'll think about it. I'll see how I'll get on. The bet it will be safer than having it in the bank.
Yeah. One more thing, and then I'll let you go, Mr. Moiseos. Do you think there's anything you can do about this, or is this just going to happen and the government's going to do whatever it wants to do?
Well, the only thing I can do, I express my opinion and good friends and to the media, and what else can I do?
Well, I think you just did it. Andreas Moiseos, we reached him in Nicosia, Cyprus. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
All right, so let's do a little what-if just to kind of bring this story home. Obviously, we're not as bad off as the Cypriots. We control our currency for one. Our economy is totally different and better for two. But still, how much of a bite would a Cyprus-style debt fix take out of your bank account? That's a question that pretty much screams, hey, I bet we could build a web thing to do that. So we did. Check out the calculator we came up with. It's at marketplace.org.